Welcome back, guys. Just about 4:30 DGS. Dave Murray joins us from Fox 2. What's up, Dave?
Hello, hello.
Another interesting weather weekend.
Oh, yeah. Great. Did you notice the skies on Sunday morning?
I don't remember them.
The roll cloud that came across St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
It looked like the end of the world.
Yes, that was very cool.
Yeah, that was very neat. But, yeah, just big clusters of thunderstorms. I think we had three of them all together in the course of the weekend. But in between, it wasn't too bad.
Tony, you love this. This was so satisfying. I have like maybe a dozen places in my yard that just, you know, bare yellow grass about the size of a basketball. And I bought this stuff that you just pour out and it's like everything. Seed, fertilizer, mulch. Oh, my God. And then it rained. Oh, that's a good feeling. It really is.
I felt like wash it away.
No,
it just that's good. How long and after you put it down did it rain?
Like minutes.
I might have washed it away.
No, it didn't. Okay, I mean, good. It's like it's sitting there.
Nice, nice.
Don't you take this away from me?
This weekend,
killing his moment.
This weekend, the grass seed that I put down a couple weeks ago started to appear. That is a moment.
That's always a great moment.
That's a moment.
Look.
Yeah,
look.
It's not as it's it, it didn't it's. It's not, it didn't fill in the gap like as much as I hoped it would. I'm going to have to put some more down, but we're off to a great start.
There you go. That's what's important.
Yep.
So what's this week look like?
Well, it looks pretty good. We do have a couple of batches of showers and thunderstorms from down around St. Genevieve, St. Francis County, where there's been some flash flooding this afternoon. And it extends up kind of a broken line up through about Lake Carlisle. That's sliding east southeast fairly quickly now, so it does not include the Metro St. Louis area at all and will not. We'll just be cloudy tonight. Sun is out in Columbia. The sun's been out in Kansas City. That's headed our way overnight tonight. Not the sun, but the clearing process will take place. 65, great weather Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, partly to mostly sunny skies, quiet, dry, 85 degrees each day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe a spot thunderstorm on Friday, and then the chance of some kind of afternoon variety type thunderstorms Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. The only wrench that could happen is I am anticipating that the first tropical storm of the season will develop in the Gulf of Mexico in the next several days. If it does, it will become Alberto, and if it does, it could become a player for late in the holiday weekend into the following week.
Doesn't it always rain? At least, you know, significantly at some point on Memorial Day weekend?
Yes. You know, 3 days to get a 3-day stretch, Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July weekend, Labor Day weekend in St. Louis, to get three absolutely gorgeous days, almost impossible. Hmm.
Yeah, I remember last year I was on a float trip and it was raining really hard and it was like terrible winds.
Well, that's great for a float trip.
Oh, yeah, it was a blast. My favorite part was freezing.
Must have been the Blackberry winter.
Probably.
Yeah, just a little late.
It was the bomb cyclone.
I'm not kidding about those.
Followed by the polar vortex.
Yes.
Close, you have a lot of notes out there.
I do.
For the corner?
Yes, it is.
Whew. I'm excited.
I'd like to start with a shout out. Dr. Brenton Vision. Fern went in today, got the permanent lens on her eye. It was her right eye. And she had been checked, and she couldn't see anything. I mean, nothing. They went and did this procedure. 20 minutes. She came out, and she's going, holy crap, I can see stuff out of this eye. Hmm. That's how amazing it went. I mean, it's just
like Mark and said, holy crap.
That's exactly
that's
what yes.
That's what you look like now.
Done. Really. And she got in her car and drove away.
Is that a mustache?
That's right.
She said, thanks. And she.
Really. Thanks, pal. See you later. But
there's a movie about that out right now where someone is blind. It's your girl, Blake Lively. She's blind and she's dating a guy who's like just a so-so. Mm-hmm. And then she gets her vision back and she's like, oh, really? Okay.
No. Doesn't end well?
I didn't watch it.
Oh.
Just
okay.
Not dumb.
Okay. How do you think it ends? Did she boot him?
Oh, I'm sure it's one of those, like, she goes out and sows her wild oats, and then she's like, you're nice. I appreciate you. Idiot.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be funny if none of that was a part of the
exactly
movie?
Exactly right. Just totally different.
Life. You're probably right.
Dave sees the poster and he's like, you know what this is probably about?
He's got that Blake Allen. It's got to be something like that. Guess what I saw in my garage Saturday afternoon?
The lawnmower.
No.
A bat.
A bunny.
Ooh, a snake.
A Bosnian.
Snake.
No. Nope.
It was a snake.
No. Something you wouldn't think you would find. And I had trouble with it before in Jamaica.
A lizard.
There was a lizard in my garage. And this
lizard.
A lizard.
Did you scream?
You're not going to believe me the same way you didn't believe me with the hail. I can tell, Dave.
What kind of lizard?
He didn't have papers. I don't know.
Do we not have...
An illegal lizard.
He was...
Are there not lizards around here, Dave?
I've seen lizards.
No, there are lizards.
Yeah.
Okay.
This lizard was...
I'm just giving them credit.
Okay. This lizard was... Join the crowd. Was probably with tail and head... 12 to 14 inches long.
It's a big lizard.
Yep. And he's green, and his head was kind of a shimmery, different color.
Was it like an iguana-looking lizard or more of like a little
snake?
Like a chameleon. No, it wasn't a snake.
Do you think it was at one time a pet? Or do you think it was...
Oh, I don't know. No, I think it was wild. And it just... It's native to the... Whatever. I mean, there are some... I've seen... Little bitty like that's geckos or stuff like that.
Four times bigger than any lizard I've ever seen.
Same here. And yeah.
Almost seems made up.
Or that it was a pet. They either got let go.
Maybe.
Or a stick.
Or a chihuahua.
Really?
Did it have legs?
It had legs and it was moving about. And my wife.
Did you let him move in?
He's got a bedroom now. My wife and daughter both saw it. So. Unlike the hail, I know that Fern, this is before.
How did she see it? Yeah.
Yeah, before her eyeball. She saw it with her good eye. She saw it with the good eye. And Fern.
Did she cover the bad one all the time?
No. But Beaner and looked, and I said, look what's in our garage. And they came around. I said, look at that. And they all, both of them went, that's a lizard. And I mean, it was.
They both said the words, that's a lizard?
They go, that's a lizard. It was
you guys
not
know
a,
how to live.
Oh, it is. We're party. It was not
I would
a.
I hope they could identify it.
But it wasn't a snake.
Girls, what do you do when you see a lizard? Well, you declare it.
That's right.
The first thing you do is you identify it and you say, that is a lizard.
You get a picture?
No.
No. Yeah, why didn't you take a picture?
Because I didn't. Because it just kind of scurried and went back like behind the refrigerator.
So he's still there.
He could be.
Bring him in tomorrow.
I've got chipmunks. I've got a baby bunny that's going into my garage to eat the corn that's there for the deer.
Ooh, didn't you have a bunny in your garage last year, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do lizards eat baby bunnies?
I don't know. I'm
I
wondering.
Don't think so.
No, this he wasn't. He was like I said. He was about 12, 14 inches long.
We have bunnies under.
I'm
the
familiar
porch.
With that length.
Yes. Lizards.
I want bunnies.
We have bunnies under the porch.
We are lousy with bunnies.
Mm.
Yeah.
We got them. That chipmunks too.
Maggie was very worried about the landscaping that we're doing because she's afraid that we're going to
displace
the
bunnies.
Dave, how can
you watership down?
How can you keep a bunny out of a garden? Do you need a fence?
Yeah, absolutely.
I always heard that you can.
Because when there's one,
there's lots of
more.
I heard that you can dump a bunch of either dog hair or human hair in the garden.
Oh, get Andrew. And get some of Andrew's.
And that scares that scares the neighbors. And that scares the bunnies.
Hmm. I've done that.
It'd be the human smell.
Right.
It's possible.
I did it with moles.
What'd you do?
Human hair.
Human hair?
Human.
Your own?
Human. Mine. Hair. X-lax. They're supposed to eat the X-lax and it kills
you.
Them.
Oh.
Water.
I thought your hair was just lousy with X-lax.
Exhaust for my car.
Pretty much just threw everything down there.
And road flares.
And a hand grenade.
I put down like...
Jeez.
I put down a note saying,
please evacuate.
Yeah, five road flares, and we stood, and this is where we were in Town of Country, and I was watching my backyard. And
Did it work?
No. They just
burned up his yard.
Pretty much. I'm sitting there, and there's like...
Then he moved.
There's like 7-8 mole hills, and they're all smoking.
When you
all
say
at one
X-lax,
time.
You mean like the little chocolate?
Yes.
X-lax?
Yes. Supposedly, I don't know if they eat it and crap themselves to death or what, but they supposedly like chocolate and they eat it.
I think it like
it'll kill
them.
It explodes
their stomach.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's really
it's
cruel.
A horrible, awful, slow death.
Mm.
Good, but it didn't.
For the moles,
for the moles.
It.
But they.
Okay, what about that? If a mole really did die a horrible, slow, bloaty death, would we really care?
Nope.
No.
Not Mark wouldn't.
No, not when he's messing with my lawn. Because you can do them with the Tony knife. You can get them with pitch. I've got a couple with a pitchfork before too, You just stand.
Me too. I've done that.
You just stand real
we've
still.
We've had this conversation.
How long do you have to stand?
Like 15 minutes. And you see the ground move and you wham.
Nothing creepy about that.
No, the neighbors love it. But yeah, it's like you're just.
This one had sneakers and a backpack.
Yeah. I'm standing in the backyard.
With a pitchfork.
And you can sometimes, Dave, same thing. You wear the tunnel. You can put a shovel down on one end and close them off. And yep, then just kind of.
Here's the question.
With the pitchfork.
This is a real question. I want you to open your minds.
Okay.
No knee-jerk reactions. Because we all love dogs.
Okay.
In Indonesia, there's this big push from STARS to stop the dog meat business. If you just came down from another planet and someone goes, these are cows, they're great to eat. These are pigs, even better. Don't touch that. That's a dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get the
dogs and pigs are about the same size.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, they're both cute.
You can domesticate
pigs.
Yeah, bring them in your house so you can potty train them. Yeah. You got
so are we saying that it's just arbitrary?
I believe it is.
Because it domesticated?
If they want to eat dogs in Indonesia, I'm okay with
it. Let them.
I think it's, I honestly, and I'm obviously not vegan, I'm not vegetarian, but I honestly think in 50 years most people will be, because we're reaching that realization where it's like, oh, we just like eat what we want to eat, and then the things that we, like horses are beautiful, so we don't eat them. Dogs are furry and fun. We keep them as our pets. They make us happy. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, and then now people have like teacup pigs that grow into normal size pigs, but they still eat bacon, and well, it's just kind of weird.
We were exporting horses to France. Because I know, and that might have changed. I'm not sure
I think there are still places in the U.S. that export to Mexico.
Mexico, too, horses?
Wow.
That's good. Good point.
Do you think there are more vegetarians and vegans, Rach? Other than, like, the a-holes that do it just to, like, look at me.
Yeah, I think there are people who are, like, low-key about it. Like, we have someone who comes on our show who's basically vegan, and they don't talk about it every time we see them.
Convy.
I didn't know if we were protecting his identity.
I'm outing him on all sorts of things. And he's gay.